Okay. Here you go. Now, last week, we spoke about Noshim, right? Yes? We didn't speak about Noshim? We spoke about
Sukkah.
Sukkah. We talk about Kaifin. And, Kaifin. Okay, good. We spoke about Kaifin. Okay, we talk about the Einshim and that the which Einshim? He's talking about Einshim. Okay, now we can talk about Noshim. Okay, but say that. Okay, no problem. Okay. Now it's like this. The Gam.
He started Noshim. The Rebbe mentioned he read the end.
I mentioned Noshim at the end. Okay, but say that. Okay, 1 second. Just 1 second. Okay, here we go. Just 1 second. Here we go. 1 more second. Okay, let's go. So, Noshim. The Gam Kain, Bizochri Amitsu, Shane Noshim Chayovis Behen, Yu Ase Loisa Se Oime, he's going to say the following. It's a quote. Vizis Eina Noshim Chayovis Bo. Viadua, Shane Noshim, and since this is a known fact, in the those mitzvahs who have to do with Din or Eidus, or Hakrovis Korban, She'ein Hanoshim, this is Yodua, She'ein Hanoshim, Donais, Vlo Meidais, Vlo Makrivis Korban, Biadeim, Vlo Nechemis, Bimlechemis Rishus. I didn't speak about Melchoma last week.
Just mentioned Mitzvah.
Okay, good. Rishus, and what about Mitzvah? Okay. Vchol Mitzvah, Shehi, Truye, Bebezdin, or Beedim, or Abavoida, Melchemis Rishus, Lo Itzar, She'im Abo, וזהיס אין אנושי חייבס בו. חייבס בו. כי זה טייס וסדיבו אין בו צורך. Which is a very interesting thing. I'm not getting, you know, your question. No, it's טייס וסדיבו. חם, you know, סייד חי לסך, חי לחוך ושסיר, טייס וסדיבו, you have to know exactly what he wants. Okay, but say that. That's what he says, okay? Let's do one thing at a time. So, the issue is like this. Just the aside is, so what is he going to mention in Ein Noshim Chayavos Bo? Mitzvah Seshes Magroma, or other things that don't do with this. So, you know, it's very strange, you know, from the double portion, everyone would say Noshim know that they put Mitzvah Seshes Magroma. But Meidois and this and all the different things, they might not know. And Rambam turns the table around, but that's just observation, that's not a long discussion, you know, that's not, you know, there's nothing there to add to it. Okay, I'm saying. So what does it mean, Noshim Nilchemes, not Nilchemes Chushus, but Nilchemes Mitzvah, they are. So what does that mean? And by Mochemes Mitzvah, it says in the Ram Hirus Melochim Perik Zayin Halacha Dalet, Mochemes Mitzvah Hakol Yoitzin, Vafil Chosim Mechedrei, Vachala Mechuposa. Okay, so that's exactly what you would expect. And the Ram Hirus Melochim says, Ein Amelech Nilcham Tchilo El Mochemes Mitzvah. Ve'ezel Mochemes Mitzvah, Zu Shivas Amamin, Shivas Amamin, Umochemes Amolech, Ve'ez Yisrael Miyatso, Shebo Aleim. So Mochemes Amolech, the Ram says, is Mochemes Mitzvah.
Okay.
So the Rambam is mashmit the Ptur Noshim not only by Mochemes Zayin Amimim, but also by the mitzvah Mochemes Amolek, which you would have expected. Because Noshim, the Ram Diuk and Ramam is Noshim up to us Mochemes Vishus, Bachayovas Mechemes Mitzvah. And that's the Ram says in Mitzvah Kuf Peches, Hich Zivon Lahach Zera Amolek, Levad, Misha Zar Zera Esav, Zechom and the Kevah is Ketanim Gedoilim, V'om Yisrael Letimcha Zeich Amolek, V'akon Lecho, Kodam Zaru Shal Amolek, U'mochemes Amolek, Hi Mochemes Mitzvah Gamkein. And that's all he says. He doesn't say, okay, it's Mochemes Mitzvah, he doesn't say the Noshim Pturis, which is very good, correct? So, Seder. So, the Achrinim, some of the Achrinim, you know, it's more of a question of, what did Noshim do with war? So some of the Achrinim are working very hard to say that they're only helpers, but they don't fight, okay? I don't know what a big deal is, you know, upset. Someone comes out, it's a problem, it's a lav of Leisubash, you know, Chesna, you know, I don't know anything. Okay, so, okay, let's see what the Radvaz, Inuchas Melochim, Bama Dvor Mamuim, Diamasa Mamshim Marzirim, Breise, Kiloshin Rabbeinu, El Dishakoshe, Vichidech, Hanoshim, Lassel, Muchoma, Dictoni, Vichal, Muchuposa, Vokseev. So he doesn't ask the question about Leisumash, Kok, the Vasmelech, Pnimos, Sakash, and Kok, so you can say, so I guess Yael, Ashes Chevakeni, she only did it, you know, behind the enclosed doors and whatever, you know. And what do you call it? Okay, Maseida. Okay, V'yesh Leiman. I don't know. Specific, big questions. V'yesh Leiman Horikomo. Kiv the Chos Yoitz Mechado, Kalo Yoitz Mechuposa, Shenu Hegesi Meachupo. V'yesh Mechemes Mitzvah, Hanoshim Hoyu, Mesapka Ismai Mumozin the Balayan. Not the stump people, only the Balayan. V'chein Aminik. Hayom bar viyosi. Can we bring a raya? Okay, we say that. Okay, then. The Rashash and Seita also mem down on the base. Chais, I don't know. Dilemah, mitzvah, lemah, we should see what I said. The Mishnah, Bamadvo Mamuim, Afilu, Kachal, Mechuposa, Mashmo, the Gamnosh Yoitz, the Mohammed, the Mohammed, the Chidishu, the Chidishu. Okay. Vulai, Enan Yoitzis, El Lavash, Mulafos, the Gedema. Lutzoch hagvorim anshim lucham, but it's not dafke the wives and the husbands. But okay. So you know the Ram Piyush Mishnayis in Kiddushin, Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Kol elu mitzvos aseishes man gromo cho achas mehen chiyuva lenoshim ki chiyuva laanoshim v'chein gam. Chain gam mitzvahs piri v'yivya, but salmutera upidi rabem v'chemes amolik kolachz mehen mitzvah sei shelo azman gromo ve'en anosh chayevus behen el kulon kabola kmo shebi'alma. Okay, so he says that noshim aptus from v'chemes amolik. So chol aptus legamre. So lechera. What you'd want to say is that here in Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam. See, it's not clear. I didn't have a chance to look at the various nuschos and kedushas. Could I look at them in Kapach and the one that put out by the Machon and what's in the Hebrew, what's in the original Arabic, whatever. You check it out, okay? But Rashi and Sanhedrin seems to say that Milchemes Amalek is not Milchemes Mitzvah. So maybe that's the answer. Okay, so maybe you say, well, I'm Pirush Mishnah, this is a different opinion. Okay, the problem with that is, the Ram Pirush Mishnah, the Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph Mishnah, hey, Milchemes Mitzvah, he, Milchemes Amalek, B'Shiva Am Mibuvad. So, you have no choice, okay? So there's a problem here. You have to check out this in Mishnah. You don't know Noshim fighting, not fighting. I don't know what the big deal is. I don't know why the Achleinim take such a little portion. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Chav Hei V'noig Mitzvah Zu the Mitzvah Achomes Zayin Amin Mitzvah zu, the hachroma, the hachro zayin amamin, v'chol ish mi yisraeli, hein anoshim, hein noshim, k'buhu b'shas, the mochemis mitzvah, afil kal mechuposa. And min chaschinuch in tof v'esh gimel, u'ma shekosim, ki lohem lasis milchom, v'loi noshim, be'emis, milchemis mitzvah, kol yoytzim, afil kal mechuposa, k'buhu b'shas, b'ramam kan. So that's the chinuch, okay? So l'cheira, you'd say it's the oposhet dechayiv in Shomai Yisrael. Rashi in Sanhedrin l'maisa says the mochemes rishus kol mochama kol rishus levad me mochemes Yeshua shoyis l'kibush es Eretz Yisrael kol mochama kol mochemes rishus. Okay.
Even a Malik.
Even Amalek. So the Rav, I remember we learned Sanhedrin at the beginning, he said, you know, Milchemes Mitzvah, according to Rashi, doesn't mean, you say, is there mitzvah to do it or not? That's not the pshat. The question is there such a thing as a chefs of Milchemes Mishus, a chefs of Milchemes Mitzvah? It could be a mitzvah to do it, but the Milchoma of Milchemes Mitzvah was only to take Eretz Yisrael. Anything except to take Eretz Yisrael is not called Milchemes Mitzvah. The Torah has two different setups, okay? And the Torah is talking about Kibush Eretz Yisrael, and that's all it is. So, you know, you can understand Rashi. That's not the issue. The issue is, you know, that the Achleinim, but that's really not our issue. You know, you don't know any difference. Noshim Chayovas. Okay, question, what you do when you're Chayovas? Chayson, I don't know. I don't know if it's a big enough Gemina. But Kol Kvud Bas Melech Pnimops, that's, you know, it's... Say that. Okay. So that's what we have. Ain't okay, good. Now next, okay, that's Nashim. So L'cheira Nashim Mochemis Mitzvah the same as Anoshim. And Lachoy, that's the pastures. You want to say they don't go out to Mochom Pesed? Okay, I don't know. So, you know, I would have said that if they don't go out and there's different dinim on them, the Rambam should have said, it's not like Ki'ilu, you take his little portion, they kokavu the basmelech pnimo, and the burden of proof to say the other way. But okay, chesnet, I'm not getting involved in this, because it's not, okay. The oid, the Rambam says, it's probably better she'azkir. Because what? I understand that. But the other translation of Chaim Eller doesn't... It's a very poor... The grammar is very poor. V'oid k'she'azkir ha'mitzvahs she'eno noigais ela be'eretz Yisrael b'fnei abayis. This is the original text. The Arabic and the Rambam is in Judeo-Arabic, and he has this in the original text. Be'eretz Yisrael b'fnei abayis, yiyu aseh elois aseh, oimer, v'zeh eino chayva, ele be'eretz Yisrael b'fnei abayis. He's going to say it. It's only Eretz Yisrael or b'fnei abayis. V'yadua kam kein, she'akabonis kulon eino chayvim, ele b'miktosh, ושעבודה אינו מותרת חוץ מן האזור. אוקיי? Correct? So we're going to have to ask ourselves, and we'll talk about it a little bit later, why the Gam uses the word Mikdash in one case and Azor in the other case. Okay, you know. If you really take his little portion of Mikdash, is because, you see, if you talk about Mikdash, sometimes it might be the whole Yerushalayim, the Ampirush of Shnayis, and whatever it is that the Lulav, whether it's taken in Mikdash or the Sheif of the Mikdash, what it is the whole Yerushalayim or not? Okay. But here, Shakabonis Kulin in Kreves, Ele B'Mikdash, here Mikdash is certainly Azor, correct? Because you talk about Kreves, you're not talking about the Achilles Kosher, you're talking about the Krova. The Krova is only in Azor, correct? So it is a little odd. And the word Mikdash and Azor in the original Hebrew text, in the original Arabic text, he uses the B'Mikdash and Ha'azor. It's Al-Azor, he probably writes. That's the Hey Yediyah in the Arabic, okay? So why is the change? Okay, we'll have to see. Okay, I'll suggest something. We'll see if we'll stay with it. But that for the moment now, okay? So let's start slowly, okay? So the Rambam, look, and he's ending up saying at the moment what? You'll see at the end, in a few paragraphs later, but I don't know how the paragraphs are. He doesn't have to mention it, correct? That it's not noig. It's only noig bisman sheish bayis. Man sheim bayis is not noig, because it's, now everyone knows that. Okay? Correct? So you have some cases that you have a mitzvah to makriv, the korban chatas kavua, the mitzvah makriv oshem vadai, oshem tolui, korban moilevi, the Rama has separate mitzvahs, palam dovash, the Rama has his mitzvahs. I think it starts with Samaches and Samachtes in the mitzvah say Ayin Aleph. I think Ayin Beis might be video ready, but you know, they're mitzvah machakobonis. Then he goes through the whole thing, the Tomet Shachar, the various musafim. Each musaf is a separate mitzvah, correct? So if it's kobonis, there's no need at all to say anything, correct? Okay. Now, the interesting thing is, and that's what he says, Lopirsum and Yonim Wa'elu Kulam, Eitzelov Anoshim, Ko Mitzah Se Loises Eshe, Tidluye Bekobonois, Lo Yitztarech Shoyim Ebo, U Mitzah Zu Enol Chayov Esboel Befnei Abayis. Achish Eze Muvur, Mimash Eze Kalna, right? Correct? That's okay? So therefore, you look at Mitzvah Se Kufnun Gimel. He has an aside in the middle of the Mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh. He says the following: "Ulchein bot lohoriya etzleinu hayoyim behed the beis din agodol." There's no Kiddush al piyariya in the middle there somewhere, man. Ulchein bot lohoriya etzleinu hayoyim behed the beis by. Bezdin Agodo, Kemoi Shebotlo Hakrovis Akobonis, Behed the Hamikdash. Okay? So, like, I said, don't push it to talk about it, okay? You just give me an example of what you don't have to talk about. Right? Okay, now he goes on. So there are mitzvahs that are a mitzvah hakovas kavanos. We're going to talk about that. We might use an example we're going to talk about. But what about a mitzvah which is tied into kavanos kavanos, but the mitzvah itself might not be hakovas kavanos? So the chayy of those you'd have to mention, correct? And it's exactly what happens. Because the Rambam, at the end of Mitzaseh, at the end, after all the Mitzaseh, has the following note, before Mitzaseh. Umehem gamkein mitzvis eno noegis el b'yos habayis kain. So he doesn't go through the whole list of korbanos. He says, kegoin achagiga, which is alil regel, v'ri'ir, which is the olas ri'ir, to be nire ba'azora, and to bring the olas ri'ir, tangentially, each one of them is nogeya to korban. U'mitzis hakel, u'kva zichom zichreinom, ach zoch zochanum achas achas. Okay, so that's very achas achas is very strange, because achas achas, he mentioned the mitzvah achas achas, but the p'tur noshim, he doesn't mention there at all. It's a little strange. Okay, so aliyah regel requires mikdash, and hakel, which is totally an aliyah regel, ubavoy kol Yisrael, also depends on mikdash. Even though logically the Kohen Gadol, the Melech, can read the Sefer Torah without anyone, without a mikdash, okay? No, you could have said a different reason, that the same way the Gam says in the in Sherish Yud Beis, in Mitzvah Seichav, that the Matorah of Binyan HaMikdash is Falil Regel, if you remember, one of the Matorahs. So in Mela, if you don't know Beis HaMikdash, no Alil Regel. That also you could have flipped it in many different ways. Okay? But whatever it is, the Rambam feels it necessary to mention it, because it's only tangentially negated to Korbanos, which is Mestabeh, correct? Okay. However, now, next case. What about Machzah Shekel? Machzah Shekel is very interesting, okay? Machzah Shekel is also tangentially related to Korbanos. He's given the shekel for the Trumas HaLishkan to buy Korbanos. But the mitzvah itself has nothing to do with Korban, okay? So the Rambam says like this. In Asei Kufayin Aleph, he says, the one who lost his Machzah Shekel b'chol shona v'shona, v'om yis'aleh, Okay, so that you have to explain, because not it's a septur. Okay, need a separate gemara and shkolim to tell you that. It's a Mishnah Shkolim, Perik Ches, Mishnah Ches. Hashkolim, Vabikurim, Ein Nohages Lefnei Abayis. Avo Maise Dogon, O Maise Beim, O Bechiris Nohages Beim Lefnei Abayis, Nohi Shlo Lefnei Abayis. So Ram, in Shkolim, Perik Aleph, Al Haches, Hashkolim, Ein Nohages Lefnei Abayis. I don't know what that was. Rambam's clear that there's no shkolim, right? He doesn't have exeris akotz, it's just stam. The smag has a drosha. The smag says in Asay Memhei, Simen Memhei, Shenema, in an oigic shkolim, 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 in an oigic shkolim. Okay. So the chayr is, you don't need exeris across the coin to the Ram, maybe it's a smag that you do. But even those things that are tangentially related to Kobonis is also okay, not noy. So that's also okay. But the piyusum is those things which are actually kobonis, you don't have to mention. Those things which are tangentially related to kobonis, you do have to mention. Now, here things become sticky. It's a very strange thing. It's a very strange thing. You have to ask yourself, what's going on here? We hold makriven af pishen bias. Okay. It's makriven af pishen bias. If he makriv all the kabbalas today, makriven af pishen bias. Right? So the whole discussion that b'fnei abayis, lo b'fnei abayis seems ridiculous. In fact, we'll see later. I think it's Loisa Se Samuch or something. Tzadi. What's Loisa Tzadi? That's Shkuti Chutz. Yeah, and look at the last few lines. He says the Yechayib is Marazek of Machkiv and Apishain Bais. For Yedua, Kabbalah Mitis, or whatever it is, correct? Okay, so we'll have to come back to that. We'll see. We'll talk about it. But see, you're in a quandary over here. So what does the Ram want? What's the B'nai Abayis? And the Ram, the Chayra, when you talk about Noshim Petulis, means that they're Potter. And Eina B'fnei Abayis means the potter. So, you know, what's going on? What does that mean? Is that, but the question, what does it mean? What's going on? So, I'll tell you a story. So I remember, in the Maria Shir, the Rav Zichtzad Baruch was discussing Ram Shita in Perek Zayin, Avirus Min Musofim, Halach of Bezich of Dalet, Mitzah Seh Lispo Sheva Shabosis Tmimois, Mir Mavos Haime, Shneem Usvatim Lochem Imochras HaShabbos, Sheva Shabbosis, Bechulei. Mitzah zu, al kol ish v'ish Yisrael, b'chol mokum, b'chol zman. So, Rav said, name the Zayda, what's going on over here? You know, it's Miyurim Havos Ha'imer. Zachi bin Reik, Tei, no one was born. So he said, what would be b'zman based on Mikdash? And there was an oinus that they didn't bring the oimer. Is there mitzvah sphere or not? So he says, certainly would be. Because it doesn't depend upon whether they brought it or not. It depends upon the chiyuv. So the chiyuv exists. And even if, so Reb Chaim says, machiyuv ma'pashay b'ayis, also chiyuv. Shalom ha'Yisrael. And that's pshat in Rambam. That's why Yechayim sphere is oimer zman hazeh. Yeah, I assume so. I don't know. I guess so. Okay. So it comes interesting, even though Korbanot Tzibur
a bro from Trumas Alishka, and there's no chiv shkol in bisman is there, nothing to do with the etzim chiv. Okay. There's no, okay. You're saying it? It's an interesting thing, but it's not a gay. Okay. Okay. Now, let me tell you the following, okay? And then we'll get back to Rav Chaim. So I remember, I'm not sure if I initiated a conversation with Rav or whatever it was, on the car ride back from the shir, okay? So I don't know if I was talking to him about it. I remember discussing this back and forth, he says. He said, I don't understand the Zayda. It means that as much as based on Mikdash and ain't based on Mikdash, the same thing. Okay, right. She said, you see that the Kedush Taguf, Bisman, Shane Basement Mikdash Kayim, even though Makiv Mafbi Shane Bayis, the Kedush is a Kedush Paguma. How do you know such a thing? Because Ram says, in Perek Alfuch Zisum is Be'ech Aloch Azayim, Hamata mum bekotchim, could go in shisima enoi, or kita yodoi, loike. Vi eno loike, vachule, I'm skipping a little bit. Vi eno loike, ela bizman, shebeis hamikdash kayim, shari hoi roi la korban postloi. Avo bizman, haze, afa pisha ova, blisase eno loike. So Rav said that even though Makiv mentioned bias, there's a separate kium, a kium mayucha, the base of the Shkayim, and whatever it is, the Kedush the Shapur Mishalmais. He doesn't understand the Zayda, so you know, to equate the two, Mechetes. The question is, you know, maybe it means Makiv Mav Shrein Bayis, and there's no Chiyuv HaKrova. But if you build a Mizbeach, you can be Makiv. You know, I'm not getting involved in the Tziv. It's not, you know, the Tziv is not mentioned here. You know, it's a nice shtickle and whatever. Okay, but say that. I'm not even going to talk about it because it's not. Well, the Maisa is Lechera, Makiv Mav Shrein Bayis. There's no Chiyuv, because if there would have been a Chiyuv, if there would have been a chiyuv, so you assume that all these kabbonis, how could you say this man shein beis hamikdash kayim should be different? So you tell me it depends upon the chiyuv depends upon the mizbeach there, and bias doesn't mean bias means mizbeach. So would anyone in their right mind say that the Rambam in Tzadi, when he says that there's a chiyuv of shchut echutz, there's marazeh, it's only because you have a mizbeach, it's machtiv marashim ba'is, doesn't make a difference. I'm not sure that whether you're physical mizbeach or not really has any meaning over here. So it means then that there's no chiyuv. Okay. And since no chiyuv akrova, therefore I assume there's no malchus amat the mum bekotchim. Okay, say that. So I was wondering. So what does Reb Chaim mean? The Rav left Reb Chaim is so chiyuv. Okay, so I didn't even know. Okay. See, the embassy is the way, you see, if you're going to say that the mitzvahs oimah depends on the chiyuv hakovas oimah, okay, so there's no way out of it because. The Ram certainly, from what he says over here, the mitzvah of Makovas Oimer which is separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs, you shouldn't count. Right? It's not shouldn't count. You should. It's not noyig bizman hazeh because you need b'fnei abayis because zachkov is korban. Correct. So how can the Rambam, on one hand, say that the mitzvahs svira depends upon a akrovas or havos or imer, and the other hand, he says that the mitzvah havos or imer, and it's a mitzvah which is noyig b'chol eis b'chol zman, and the mitzvah from havos or imer is not noyig. So I was crazy. So I thought it's a double portion. Okay, I thought that since you could bring the oimer, it's makliv my prayer. That's enough. You don't need. You see, I think the nusach that he said over the Abchaim, I'm not sure exactly how Abchaim said it. I would have said nusach differently. That since you can bring the Oymer because of Makliv Mabashane bias, so in this sphere. So I don't know, I'm not getting involved, what would be if with Chuban, Neiv, and Gimel before they set things up, you know, in between, okay? So there's no. So, if there's no makliv mabshein bias, you need after the mishkan or whatever it is. So you don't have the boma. So I say I'm not sure what happens over there. See, you could have built the boma. You see, in makliv mabshein bias, it's a little bit more profound because you need. See, if there wouldn't have been a din of makliv mabshein bias, and you have bechilus mokum. You can't move out of Yerushalayim, so you have no option. There's no option of Bama Sibu. But it could be that even Noiv Gimel, there was always an option of Bama Sibu, even with the Chuban, it's also okay. But Lui Yitzur, you could have imagined a possibility. You couldn't have been Makkav the Oymer. Then there wouldn't have been a mitzvah. Now I want to show you the proof to the pudding here. Now here is a new idea which I've developed a lot over the last few months. And I think it's very, very interesting and very, very important. I think that the Rambam, for the greater part of, let's say, his adult life, I'm not sure when it started, in his early 20s, okay, was struggling with organizing the mitzvahs. And this organization has had many different layers on it, and many different ideas. Because if you notice, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, he has two separate categories, a mitzvah seh, mitzvah lo seh. And he even thought in the Akdoma, if you read it carefully, the Akdoma to Sefer HaMitzvahs, when he's talking about writing Mishnah Torah, he talks in the Protei HaMitzvahs, that he's going to say the mitzvah seh, and the mitzvah lo seh in the Protei HaMitzvahs. In Protei HaMitzvahs, he moved off from this. There's no two categories of mitzvah seh, mitzvah lo seh. There's inyonim, and he writes the pratim the way he's going to write the halachas in that order. Okay? And then he's decided a new way of organizing mitzvahs, and the way you organize mitzvahs is according to themes and halachas, and different inyonim in the halachas. Okay? The question is there an order in Minyan HaMitzvahs, but it's just a different order than in Mishneh Torah. So I claim there is an order, but it's a different order. Now, let's just take some. Let's start. I'll show you this here. You'll see it. In Mem Gimel. Mitzvah say, let's start from Mem Beis. Mem Beis. And tell me if you get a flow over here. Mitzvah say membeis. Okay? Mitzvah say membeis. Lohisiv korban b'chol rosh chodesh. B'chodesh. Shenema uv'roshi chodsheichem takrim. Okay? That's okay. Mem gimu. Lohisiv korban b'chag ha-pesach. Shenema shivas yomim takrivu ish el Hashem. Okay? So what are we talking about? Korbonis and going through the Yom Tovim, correct? Now, Mem Dalet, Lahakriv Minchas Oime Mochas HaPesach, Shel Pesach, Im Keves Echod, So what would you expect to be next? According to the Rambam? So I would have said, let her put Sfiris Oime here. Because that's mamish to think. No! Next, Mem Hei, Lohisim Korban, V'yoy Matzeres, Shenem V'yom Bikurim, V'ikraftem. Mem Vov, Lohavish De'alechem. Okay? Where's Sfiris Oime? I just want to show you the way he organized it. He also answers the question. Because look at Kuf Nun Zayin. Let's start slowly. Kuf Nun Zayin. Vesapi Bitsies Mitzrayim. Belayla Risho Chad. Shnei Vigartel Vincha Bayom Ahu. Kuf Nun Ches. Lechol Matzah. Belayl Zeh. Shnei Bayom Techol Matzahs. Kuf Nun Tes. Lishbois. Berishon Shal Pesach Shnei Bayom Rishon Bikor Kleit. I'm reading the Minyan HaKotzer, but the Minyan HaOch, look, it's be the same thing in the order, correct? Kuf Samach. Lisbos Bishvi boy, Shnei Bayom HaShvi, Bikor Kleitish. Kuf Samach Aleph. This is the important thing, and you'll see Kuf Samach. Lispo Miksiris HaOime, Tisha B'Aboyim Yoyim, Shnei Musfatim Lochem. Kuf Samach Beis. Lishbois B'Yom Chamishim, Shenema ukrosem beetzem ayoyim azeh mikro kredish. Kuf samach gimo, lishbois. So there are mitzvahs regel, and there are mitzvahs makovas korbonos. So then, lechera, since he put Sfiris HaOime together with the mitzvahs regel, and the akrovas HaOime in the mitzvahs of korbanos, I would have said all that it is just in order to define the day that you start. But it's better mitzvah regel. It's not kilo part of that korban sakorban. Or it's not totally and kosher with that korban sakorban. So that's all Abchaim said. He didn't quote this, okay, but that's all he's saying. That's his makrib ma'apashemi bias. You can call this day a day that there could have been Ktzilas HaOime, and a day that could have been such a thing. You don't need a chiyuv b'chlal. It's not totally with the chiyuv.
I thought you could do it.
What? It is totally could do it.
Because the day, not because the before you could do it.
You could do it if you build a mizbeach, but there's nothing, there's no, it's not an impossible task. Okay? So once you could do it, that's enough. Okay? This is an amazing thing.
Why do we need to be able to do it if it's not shy of the korbanos before?
No. It was defined. Ram even defines it over there. Defines the day of Ktzilas HaOime. That's what he says in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is defined in that way, but it's not that it's logically connected to the two. Okay? See, that's why I think that Rabbi Yochum Perlau, once you mention it, okay. He claims that the Ram was chazing this whole approach in Morin Nevuchim, because when he talks about the Asfira, he says the Asfira to Matan Torah. Okay? And so from Pesach, from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. Okay? So the question is, does it mean that he fell away from this, or... There are two things which could exist simultaneously, because it's not there's a relationship to the Oime, but it's not because Yaakov is Korban. It's close to that possibility. Okay, say that. But the Etzim Yisrael is correct. The Makriv and Afav Shin Ben Shein Bayis. There's no Chalos Chiv. So then it comes out in a major thing. So we talk about Chiv HaKovas Korbanos. It depends upon Chalus Chiv. And even those things tangibly related to HaKovas Korbanos, there's also no Chalus Chiv. Okay? But you talk about Shechut Echutz, it depends upon the possibility. Makdim Lap Mishneim Bayis. Okay? And everything refined and dandy. And then you could have done the following. You could have said, ha-ha,
So maybe that's why the Rambam has a different lashon, because he says that the mitzvah of korbanos depend upon mikdash, and the isa of avodah chutz depends upon azara, doesn't depend upon mikdash. The azara is a physical place, and shalom Yisrael, makud moshim bayis. So then, oh, the Rambam is gewaldig, correct? This is what I thought, you know, when I was working on this last week, but I came to the conclusion today that this is ridiculous. Okay? And I'll tell you why. It sounds very good, you know, wow, you know. The problem is the following. The problem is the following. Because first, I'll ask you before we get started. You know, we have to assume, and that's the general assumption I take, that the Rambam is not trying to tell you. See, some when you go to yeshiva, sometimes the guy starts spitting out ideas to want to show how smart he is. Okay, the Rambam told you something; it was important. Okay, and that's what he says. Dibur l'tzorach. If it's not, you know, he shouldn't even talk about it. Correct. So I ask you a simple question. Why in the world does the Rambam tell you in the middle of the epilogue to Shurish Yadalit talking about mitzvahs which depend upon Bifnei Abayis and there's such a double portion that doesn't mention it, why does he tell you Shavuideh Einu Muteris Chutz Men Azor? Okay. You say, oh, a Gval Gediuk. They say, there's a Chiyuv Chutz. But you know, the Duke is gvaldik, okay? But it becomes almost, excuse me, it borders on the idiotic for, you know, to mention it over here. But what's the purpose? Why is he telling you this? Okay? And further, when you take the last, the last paragraph, at least by me, it's the last paragraph, or I made the paragraphs. Well, the pierce of minyan, after the fnei aloza koyin yamoid, right after that, you see that? Let me just read to you a paragraph, okay? Well, the fearsum, you see it? Well, the fearsum minyanim wa'elu, kulam eitz aloiva anoshim, kumitz asev lois seshetia tluyais bekobonis, oi ba voidais, oi be mises bezdin, oy besenhedgen, oy benovi v'melech, oy b'lchemes mitzvah, b'lchemes v'shus v'chulei. What's the din? Lo yitzarech shoyim ebo u'mitzvahs eino. Lechemes bo el b'fnei abayis aches is emavua. It's a double portion. You don't have to say it, correct? Okay. So I ask, I'm just a simpleton. Okay. What does the Rambam want over here? B'kobonus oy ba'avoydis. Okay. No, so you could become like an Ilui or an Ibachachim and find something about Voida that you know that he's that hasn't been mentioned before. But a priori, if you look at the text of the Rambam is having a sequel over here, a synopsis of what he talked about before. And everything he's mentioning now he spoke about before. So if he's talking about Avoidas, he's talking about Hakovas Chutz. And he says that depends upon bias.
Yeah.
So, a priori, the way to say is that, you know, maybe in Minyan HaMitzvos he fell off this, but to read the text over here, even though it sounds beautiful, you see, you have to understand when you read a text, you can read it, you know, just with, what do they call it, tunnel vision, okay? And look at the text as it says, completely out of context. So the text over here out of context is beautiful. Chutz la'zora, chutz la'mikdash, shalom ha'yisot, tu sefer halachas, shalom. But if you look at the context of what he's talking about, he clearly is trying to tell you those mitzvahs which are not knowing with their bias. So a priori, you would have said, the conclusion is, he overhears the opinion, there's no chiyuv chutz of avoides. Because
there's no chiyuv avoda. So the chiyuv akova and psim doesn't exist. So emela, there's no chiyuv akova schutz. And minyan mitzvahs, it changes. And therefore, explicitly, an adraba, since it logically, see, he's talking about mitzvahs you have to talk about. And since this logically should have been poto, he has to go out of his way to say that the shchut chutz is chayiv. So it's not, it's a reversal, I would have assumed. Even though reversals you don't like, but you know, sometimes people change their mind, especially creative genius like the Rambam. But ich weiß nicht. But l'chayiv, the text over here clearly points that even though, you know, with tunnel vision, it's a beautiful idea. But if you look at the context of what he's talking about, I find it very difficult to accept this. Unless you know, you want it. Okay, for saying. So that was, okay, can it continue? Okay, Veseda. Sorry to break to bust the balloon, but you know, you have to be honest. Okay, next. Now, V'chein. So then the V'chein makes sense. You can't have a V'chein dealing the foreshays, ain't a donus, el a bisman, shebeisim lishkayim, unless everything before is like that, including avoidis, chutz lazor, correct? Al v'chein doesn't make any sense. So I'm calling you three guys. First of all, context tells you that it's ridiculous that he meant what he says in Minyan HaMitzvahs. Secondly, the v'chein doesn't make any sense. And third, the summary at the end doesn't make any sense. Okay? That's three arguments, each one by itself. I think it's pretty strong. Okay, we have all things together, so, you know, it makes it a little difficult to think otherwise. So now, he's developed a new idea. And the new idea is dealing the foshus also depend upon Beis HaMikdash. It means the best in Hagodah, see, we know that the Raboim Shana, the Fnei Chuban, they moved, the best in moved. From Lishkas Hagosis, okay? So, we showed him there. They talk about this. That move, there is no din in the foshes. You know, exactly why is an interesting question, but the Ram has a mechilta, the Abshim B'Yochoy, that says why, okay? Not why, excuse me. There are two things. The question is where the bezin has to sit, okay? So even if the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, if it's not sitting in the Azor, then the Lishkas HaGozes off the Mizbeach, so they also do not done. But let's say they're sitting there and the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Can they be done? There was Sanhedrin after Churban HaBayis. So let them move up to the Har HaBayis to be done dealing the Foshes. The Ram says, V'chein dealing the Foshes ain't done in Bohem el bizman she Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Again, Beis HaMikdash Kayim. V'lo shem mechilta minayin shemei misen ela bifnei habayis. Tam aloi mi'im mizbechi tikochenu lomus. Mi'im mizbechi tikochenu. Lomus. Ho im yesh l'cho habayis. It's very strange. It doesn't differentiate between the mizbechi. Because b'emes is the mizbeach. As I always tell you from the Gemara, in the Rav used to say this, that the Gemara in Zvochim, Chav Zayin, that when it's the Machala between Mizbech HaPnim, Mizbech HaChitzon, the Gemara says, Hai Ritzifo, Vahai Kli. Okay? It's not Stam, Hai Ritzifo, Hai Kli. Or the Ritzifo, the Mizbech is part of the Guf HaMikdash. It's part of the Chefs HaMikdash. Or im yesh lecho bayis atomemis v'yat v'ilav I ein atomemis. A shom nema agam kein minay shetei Sanhedrin smucha lemizbeach. Interesting. We thought that the Sanhedrin have to be in Lishkas HaGozes. But Lishkas HaGozes is not a geographical area. Lishkas HaGozes is smucha lemizbeach. Tamalon mi'im mizbechit tikochem lomus. Sanhedrin can sit mamish right there. And makriv makbishen bayis. There's no mizbeach, there's no bias, there's no din in the foshes.
That's what's Neschadish over here. I don't know. I can't tell you what exactly happened with Moshe Rabbeinu when it was, because the Kamta Ve'alisa and all the dinim, this is not a din of Mokhan Goyim, but I'm not sure how and what the things express themselves then. I can't really tell you. And I can't really tell you also in Gilgal, okay? In Shiloh, I assume it certainly was like Labosa Marat Amlucha, okay? The Seder, I understand. What exactly was Sanhedrin Neuve Givon? We'll have to know. That I think is more, it's an interesting question. But whatever it is over here, the new Lishkas Hagozes is the Sanhedrin has to be summed up to the Mizbeach, the Mokhama Mikdash. So this is why when they moved down the Ha and they were in Lishkas Hagozes, the Aboim Shana, there was no Nefoshes. And this however, there still is listen to this. Is there a mitzvah shoyfte v'shoytre b'zman hazeh? Titen l'cho? So Rams is like this. In Kofayin Vov. He should tzivonu limnoi shoyfte v'shoytre she'achrichu la'aseis mitzvah satera. That was the kfir that I was talking about last week, kfir ala mitzvahs. V'yachziru anoytim midercho emes eleho al kochum v'chule. Avlo yodinu b'dinin the foshes lo be'et sobel v'chutz lo'etz and then kein hoye besa b'chiro imeid k'mo she'bi'anu b'psichas ha'mayim hazeh. What's he talking about? I don't mean it. Is it shaytim v'shaytim titan l'cho? V'chol sharecho? But there's no dinning the foshes. That's exactly what he's saying. We say this. So Mitz Hashem, this is it's a Mechilta Drashim Yochoi. You can look it up. I agree to you. But Mitz Hashem next week is to move further. Okay? I hope try to finish it. Okay? Okay.